Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Do you want to start this off?
Yeah. So, welcome to
Just Chips.
Zach.com.
What an honor. I get to actually complete the sentence.
I'm Sophia.
I'm Zoe.
And we have
Zach.
We hired Zach to come in and finish all of our sentences today.
Isn't that
delightful?
Mm-hmm.
Could have done better, but you know, a lot of pressure.
Chips. Potato chips, 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 chips.
I love the chips.
Anything to do with chips.
Chips, chips, chips. This is an incredible flavor. We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
I want to start off this episode with a question. Do you believe in ghosts?
I do. I do believe in ghosts.
Zoe?
Spooky. I do love a ghost story, and I believe in supernatural occurrences. But who am I to say if ghosts exist? I don't know. I feel uncomfortable saying yes or no, but I love ghost stories, and I love ghosts, as you know. Sophia?
I do.
Okay, I do too. Same space.
It's just an easier answer. So do you or don't you?
I do.
I do too.
Good, because today's
theme is
ghosts.
We're going to talk about spooky chips, if they are spooky, ghosts, ghost stories, and
haunted relics.
We are going to get into three bags of chips that are all hot chips.
You might be asking yourself, why and what do ghosts and hot stuff have in common?
Guess what? We couldn't find very much of a link, but
we did. We did find a link. Here it is. We love ghosts.
They ghosts, are hot.
Ghosts, as a result, are
hot.
Yeah. Zach, ghosts are
hot. Right?
Yes.
Am I doing this right?
Yeah, that's good. Coincidentally, it's one of the hottest things ever on our earth. Is the ghost pepper.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's our very tenuous link.
Sure.
I'll tell you a little bit about the ghost pepper. It's really dark in here. The boot jalokia, a.k.a. the ghost pepper, is an interspecific hybrid chili pepper that's cultivated in certain parts of India. And in 2007, the Guinness World Records certified that the ghost pepper was the world's hottest chili pepper. But I think it has been trumped since then. And
right.
One thing that I find interesting is that there is an actual scale called the Scoville Heat Unit Scale, which tells you how hot chili peppers are.
Mm-hmm. Another tenuous link, ghosts also have a kind of scale, the EMF scale.
Yeah, EMF.
Electromagnetic frequencies.
I think it's fields.
And so, in that way, they both have scales and are both measured in a way.
Yeah. So, you might say that actually hotness and ghosts are pretty much totally
simpatico. I think that's the word you're looking for. You're very welcome.
Thank you. Zach, do you have a favorite chip?
A favorite chip. An all-time favorite chip. Mm-hmm. I mean, since I've gotten to know you guys, I think the Covered Bridge dill pickle chip has become a favorite. But I think part of it is it's, like, infectious because I know how beloved it is to you.
Mm-hmm. That's really nice.
Yeah, that is really nice.
But it's true, and I want to be part of something. Mm-hmm. Really, that's all I've ever wanted is to be part of something. And this feels like part. I'm by loving this chip, I'm part of a...
Part of the movement.
A small, part a of a small movement.
Yeah.
So... so there's that, but there's got to be one somewhere in my past. It's just eluding me. I mean, I love
a ghost of your past.
You know, mm-hmm. a chip that I really like that is sort of it's hard to get in Canada, but the Hares like H-E-R-R-S ketchup chip that's ruffled, but it's from Pennsylvania.
Oh,
they. Do make an excellent ketchup chip. And again, it's American, which is sort
right.
of, it flies in the face of what everyone says about Canada being the only place to get a ketchup chip.
I know, it is a lie.
It's a lie.
It is a lie,
and,
yeah.
So anyway, those are great chips. I love those. But I mean, chips of all kinds are wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Ruffled, non-ruffled, tortillaed.
Yeah.
Corn. I mean, that's...
Corn,
I
for
mean.
Sure. Yeah.
Those are...
Corn's a great chip. Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever eaten anything so hot that you cried?
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. I'm not here to lie to you guys.
No.
I'm not here
no,
to play
No, this is
games.
An honesty box.
Yeah, we're in an honesty box.
The ghost chili is over a million
oh,
at
geez.
The Scoville heat unit, and
okay.
I think that it kind of goes up exponentially. A jalapeno is, like, hot, but then it, like, shoots up.
Do you have any weird ghost stories? Or, sorry, a good ghost story?
Not really. I have a history of being scared of everything
mm-hmm.
as a child, so that... but I don't think they would translate very well. I was just scared of literally everything that crossed my path.
And on that note,
let's call your friend.
Okay, yeah, let's call
it. Zach, who are we calling today?
We're calling my friend Nicole, who lives in California.
Cool. What
do you want? Before a 10-digit long-distance number. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you.
My chair is really spooky.
Hello?
Hi,
hello.
Nicole.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I have a bit of a cold, so I might sound stuffy, or I might be yelling because I can't really hear anything. So.
The louder
Let me
the better.
Know.
What are you doing?
I was just making dinner for my family.
What are you making?
And then I excused myself. This white bolognese sauce with pasta.
Yum.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah. It's like a sauceless meat sauce, I guess.
A sauceless meat sauce?
So you might say that
yeah,
the sauce had ghosted?
Well, yeah. So it's like if you don't like tomato sauce, it's like you cook it. And you reduce all the liquids down, like you put wine in it, you put like a beef bouillon liquid, and you just like, you constantly simmer it down, and then it's just like layered with flavor, but there's no like sauciness, you know what I mean?
Mm. Right.
Like,
so, and I'm imagining it's now a powder, or a vapor.
Are you vaping
yes,
your dinner tonight?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. So now what I'm doing is I'm capturing it in another container. And then I'm going to drip that into another container. It's like science right now.
This is a seriously...
going to be super highly condensed, like little tiny droplets. And that's we're just going to eat that.
This is a really good tip for all our anti-sauce listeners, which
mm-hmm.
you know,
many of them.
There you go.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
I got it from the New York Times, actually. It was in like one of their recipe, you know, whatever, like a recipe of the day or, you know, try this thing.
One of the spookiest publications out there today. What I'm trying to get at is that today our theme is ghosts, and we're going to eat
oh,
some.
Oh, yes.
We heard that you're a rare snack connoisseur. Is this true?
I do enjoy a good snack. I do. And I'm always on the hunt for something different and tasty.
Mm.
I've always felt like a kindred spirit with Nicole with regard to mm-hmm. rare snacks,
mm-hmm.
Particularly American rare snacks. So when Nicole moved to America, other than the deep sadness that I felt for having a friend move so far away, I was delighted. at the snack opportunities that I knew would be ahead of me, and Nicole did not disappoint.
Because then your trips would be twofold, because then you could come visit me, but then there was like, when I'm not around, there's snacks to be had.
So many snacks, yeah.
Nicole, do you believe in ghosts?
Do I believe in ghosts?
Yeah.
I don't want to. So I try to rationalize things that like spook me,
because
I don't want to think about the possibility of it being something like that.
Yeah.
Do you remember the last time you were spooked?
Not like scared, but do you ever feel like somebody's poking you, but there's no one around? Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, the Facebook poke.
Yeah,
right?
That happens to me sometimes, and that freaks me out.
Yeah.
I know that, like, my kids aren't, like, tall enough to, like, touch me in that place, like, when I'm older, and I'm like, wait a minute. I wonder, you know, if someone is trying to get my attention or distract me from something.
Ooh,
you interesting.
Know? From beyond the grave.
Ooh. Do you live in an old house?
I do. And, you know, that's the thing, is that we move a lot. And so there have always been people, like, where we have lived previously, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I think about that, like, the vibes in the house. And the house that we live in now, it's still owned by the original owners, but, like, they're super old. So I always, like...
But honestly, any piece of dirt on this earth, I think, has some kind of ghost. So I just mean to say that we're all in the same boat. That was not comforting at all.
No. Well, I have a question for you guys. How far do you go into the bag when the crumbs are there? Do you, like, finish it? Do you shake it in your mouth? Or, like, do you just sometimes have to call it and be like, I can't. Too messy, or that's disgusting.
Oh,
good question.
Great question.
Yeah.
Almost an etiquette question.
Yeah, bordering on an etiquette question.
Okay.
And I think it's a question about food waste, and
it's,
you know, it's a
multi-layered
far
question.
Far-reaching.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
it's deep. It's deep. It's deep.
A lot of implications.
Yeah.
Well, this is what we're going to set out to try to figure out this episode. So thank you so much for that question, Nicole.
Excellent. Good. I'm very curious.
We will reveal all soon.
Wonderful.
Okay, thank you. We'll talk to you soon. Or probably Zach.
Probably only Zach will, but thank you.
No, we'll call you again at some point.
Enjoy your sauce with sauce.
Great. Thank you. Yes. Okay.
Thanks, Nicole.
Bye, Nicole.
Bye.
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 No problem. Bye.
I loved that question.
Yeah.
That's a great question.
That's a great question.
And you know what? I have an answer. Okay, so I'll say this. In private, use any means necessary to
any
get
means
every
necessary.
Last job.
Yeah, absolutely.
But in public, at like a party or something,
yeah,
that's a different story.
I think that is a totally individual call. I don't think at a party with people I didn't know, I'd be taking the chip bag and knocking it back, you know?
Unless circumstances...
as it was a wink murder party, everybody's eyes were closed, and I had the opportunity to put the crumbs into my mouth.
For example.
That's the situation.
Or as a method acting party.
Absolutely.
And you were like that guy who does that thing.
What? Yeah, you just need to embody that person who always empties the chip bag into their mouth.
Everyone knows one of those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
What
would you do, Zach?
It's so situational. I mean, I can picture myself at home having a large bag of chips, cutting off the top 80% of that bag just to give me like a little plastic dish, which is filled with crumbs.
That's genius.
Because I have scissors, so why wouldn't I make it more convenient?
I never thought about that.
Yeah, I've done that. And, you know, I think I've done a smaller version of that at work, where I'll take a bag that I got from the vending machine, do the same thing, cut off like the top, you know.
You have scissors at work.
Majority of the bag. I have scissors at work.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to ask you, this is not my personal view, but do you get teased for that?
for having scissors at work?
Yes.
No. No.
Do you totally get teased for cutting your chip bag with scissors?
Nobody sees.
Nobody sees
Nobody
it?
Nobody notices.
Okay. No.
Yeah. No, this is a private thing. I mean, I'm not taking that chip boat to like a meeting and setting it in front of me next to my notebook. It's the end of the chips. I'm probably still quite hungry if I'm going to all this trouble. And I'm doing work at my desk, and I cut off the top. And that, I just have an easy little raft.
The chip raft, yeah.
Yeah.
And let's say that's a lifesaver.
Yeah.
You know?
But if I've had my fill, or I sort of feel like, you know, I'm good, I might toss a bunch of, like, broken chip crumbs and just throw the bag out.
Yeah.
You know?
Shall we dip into these chips while we continue our ghosting combo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so our chips for today are Lay's Flamin' Hot.
Oh, cool.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ouch.
I think I got those in the States, right?
They're imported.
Those are imported. Next chip is
Doritos Tapatio hot sauce flavor.
Whoa. What are these? Are these?
These are from the States as well.
Oh, great. Yeah. I've never seen these before.
And then we have wild card.
Churumes con limoncito. So is it like a little churros? Oh, they are little churros.
Yeah.
They're hard churros.
It's Chilean lime flavor.
Chilean lime. Well, these
and those
fantastic.
Are from Mexico.
Oh, man. Cool. Woo-hoo! Oh, look at their, they have a little guy on the back. Oh,
they have a mascot.
Love a good mascot. He's a lime. He's a lime with eyes.
He's a limoncito.
He's a limoncito. Cool.
He's a limon fellow. In our research for this episode, before we dip in, I wanted to bring this up because we were looking up like a famous list. Or sorry, a list.
This list is famous.
World famous. I was looking up a list of famous ghosts. And I had thought, there's so many, it's going to be easy to look at famous ghosts. Not that easy to research. I just had figured that there was real haunting destinations associated with, like, a real specific ghost.
Right.
Maybe I'm going to be proven wrong, though. I don't know.
Right.
My research was also
limited
to Wikipedia lists. Ooh, so.
But the Gibraltar Point Lighthouse on the Toronto Islands is supposedly haunted. Do you know anything about that?
No, nothing.
As a Torontonian?
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I can tell you about it.
Please do.
In the early 1800s, there was the lighthouse attendant. I don't know what the official name is. And it was... No alcohol days. It wasn't prohibition.
What? It wasn't no alcohol days. What?
There were these two soldiers that were passing by this lighthouse attendant, and they were looking for alcohol because they couldn't find alcohol.
They're bootleggers, right? Or wasn't somebody
something
bootlegger?
Yeah. Although it seems very early for that. Anyway, and the guy was like, "I don't have any booze. Get lost." And they hit him on the head and killed him by mistake. Mm. And to cover up their crime, they dismembered his body and put it all across the shore, and only like years later they found like a part of his skull, which they never completely verified that was his body, but it is said that he haunts that lighthouse.
Wow.
Whoa.
And that's where we're recording this podcast
today. On the
that
top
is
of the
where
lighthouse
we are.
Ding ding ding.
But my list of famous ghosts, I just want to come back at it quickly. Lizzie Borden is a famous one.
Classic. Well, she's not a ghost, she's just a serial killer,
right?
Or not a serial killer, she's just a murderer.
Right, right. So I think it's actually the people she allegedly killed.
Her stepmother, I think, is like the ghost of import in that
right,
situation.
Okay.
I think.
So two-part question to that then. Now that her house where those murders were committed, or maybe not committed by Lizzie Borden, is a bed and breakfast, would you stay there? Part two, did Lizzie Borden do it because she was hungry?
I'm going to take the part one on that. Maybe if I was with both of you as ghost-loving friends, like, we might kind of support each other. But I think the part of me that really likes these ghost stories is also the part of me that's like, I don't want to get too close.
Yeah, I mean, if I ever had a direct experience with a ghost, I would probably melt down and just not be able to form a sentence. So I think I'm good. I think it's not on my butt.
Sure. Does anyone want to take that part too?
Nope.
Cool. We're good.
Let's open those.
All you. you can answer it.
We'll never know.
We'll never know. Yeah. Okay.
What should we open first? For some reason, I feel like we should open those Lays first. What do you guys think?
I mean, they're all expired, so I think. So I think, you know, we can't go wrong. They're all dead chips. These are all.
That's
all
why,
of these chips have passed on into the next life.
Right.
So you might say we're about to eat the ghost of these chips. Okay, so I've got the Lay's Flamin' Hot open. Whoa, they are, I know the studio lighting is dim, but these are flamin' hot.
Oh.
They don't smell too hot.
So flamin' hot.
Yeah. They're red.
Bag is very red. There's some chili peppers on it with some seeds coming out. The seeds are the spicy part, so you know these
pack gonna
up
be hot.
Yeah.
Oops.
What's our Scoville guess on these?
Oh, I'm going to say, wait, if ghost pepper is a million, I'm going to say like
1,000.
50,000.
Okay, so way down. Scoville.
Chip cheers.
Chip cheers. Actually, pretty spicy.
Deceptively spicy, yeah.
Yeah.
That actually is a lingering hotness, too.
It's like basically barbecue with more flame.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good estimation.
Moving on to Doritos Tapatio,
which is a hot sauce. So these are hot sauce flavored.
I really, really love this hot sauce. Ooh. It's got a bit of tingle in the nose.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a zestier spice than...
grab one.
Than the Lay's.
Okay.
Now, after you've eaten the Lay's hot, like how, like about a minute later, how is your mouth feeling?
It's still a little
still
hot.
Pretty hot.
Me too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Me too. Scoville, baby. Scoville.
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 See what this
okay,
does.
Okay. These are... incredibly saturated with flavor.
Mm-hmm.
To the point that I'm slightly afraid right now. Cheers.
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 Those are still Doritos, though.
Mm-hmm.
A Dorito can never really escape the Dorito taste.
Oh. No.
Nor does it try to.
Mm-mm.
It's not ashamed. But this, to me, it tastes like a Dorito.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
a little
it does.
Spicier, but Dorito, yeah, it's kind of just a Dorito.
Yeah.
I actually kind of prefer this almost to like a nacho cheese Dorito because it's like the nacho cheese Dorito is so plain in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
The Dorito, just as a side note, the Dorito chip is kind of like a Subway sandwich compared to like a hot off the press panino.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like there's something kind of base level and comforting about it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, cool.
But you don't want it all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well put.
Do you want to open up that third bag?
Oh, yeah. Okay. The Churumais. Why am I always the one who has to read the name of this thing? So
Zach,
I
you're
open
finishing
it.
Our sentences, and that's sort of the end of our sentence.
Fantastic. Okay.
Blasted.
Yeah, blasted. This is like...
Whoa.
This is the smell when you open like a spice like in your spice rack and smell it. Like,
okay.
It's so powerful.
Ooh. Whoa.
But they look cool.
Smells like lime. Bud Light lime. Just lime.
This bag weighs like 7 pounds.
It's really dense.
Yeah. All right.
Cheers those strings.
Cheers.
Cheers.
They're like sweet.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of lime in there.
Yeah.
Those are definitely on the limeier side than the hot side.
Yeah.
Zach, have you ever lived in a haunted house?
No, I've never, as far as I know, I've never lived in a haunted house. I thought my house was haunted by cats because...
Current day one?
No, my childhood home. Because my mom was really into Andrew Lloyd Webber, so we had cats, like the music playing in our house all the time, like Mr. Mistopheles on vinyl. And she would play it and then flip the record, play the other side. My sister loved it too. the commercial for Cats was on TV all the time. It's a terrifying commercial. So I saw that a lot. And the family that owned our home before we moved in, before my family moved in the early 80s, was called the Cats family.
No.
And none of this computed for me. So it was like this real intersection of information that I couldn't process. And I just assumed that cats used to roam our house before we moved in, before I was born, and that we inherited it from them. And I am still kind of afraid of cats as a result, but I was
cats
terrified.
Cats musical?
Oh, yeah, all of the above.
Or felines?
Yeah, both. Both.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So I felt like it was haunted. And again, I was scared of everything. Garfield, a cat. Interesting.
Oh, it all comes really, back. We're all really loosening up some of your old demons here.
Yeah, yeah. Just shaking them out.
Your ghosts.
But yeah, but also like Margaret Thatcher. And
you like, thought your house was haunted by Margaret Thatcher?
My basement specifically, yeah. So, you know, it's funny how things just lodge in your brain and you just assume them to be real. But,
yeah,
true.
If you asked me back then, yeah, I would have thought my house was haunted by all sorts of strange things.
Mm-hmm.
I now assume that not to be true. And I believe that a lot of it, let's say all of it, was manifested by my very vivid young imagination.
Mm-hmm. Would you go out of your way to live in a newer house to avoid like any kind of history from a home?
No, I wouldn't. Because I think that even if there were spirits in the home, like you'd just sort of, I mean, I say this now, but maybe if you're like terrorized by a ghost, it's a different story. But I think that if you go in there with like a good attitude, like a respectful attitude, then you'll be okay.
Mm. Zach?
I mean, I don't know. I think so. I think I would probably get out of there. Yeah. I think if I was aware of a spirit living with me in my house, yeah, I think it would drive me to leave.
Okay. What if it was a friendly ghost that did like meal planning and like batch cooking for you?
Give you like detox box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I think the mere presence of a ghost would have me shivering in a corner and unable to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think I would be a bit of a mess. I think I would completely go to pieces. So, you know, I mean, who knows?
Right.
But that's my assumption.
And rather than living in a haunted house, have you ever partaken in ghost tourism?
Not ghost tourism. Murder tourism, a little bit.
Oh,
that's
getting
too.
yeah, but just independently, like just sort of being aware of where things have taken place and being bored and traveling alone and looking for different locations where things have happened.
Right. Didn't you go looking for notable murder sites in New Orleans?
I did.
And did you go for the booze or the booze?
What?
New Orleans is known for it. Oh, God, now I have to explain this.
Is that a real thing? That
New Orleans is known for its alcohol life.
And
yes.
Then boo,
okay,
like booze.
I mean, I get it, but how could I answer
thing?
That out loud?
Oh, we'll know. Let's try.
I had some time to kill.
Ooh.
No pun intended. Really, truly, please pardon the pun. And my friend and I thought we should go down to New Orleans, and we did. You know, we did the sort of typical cemetery tour stuff. Actually, I did alone, come to think of it. She did not. So we did that. I did that alone, completely alone. And then my friend went on a date.
Zach, would you say that while your friend was going on dates and you were out sort of looking for ghosts, would you say that in a way you've dated a ghost? Answer honestly.
Wait, say that again.
While your friend was out on dates,
yeah,
and you went looking for ghosts, would you say that in a way, would you say you dated a ghost?
No, okay. I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
It's weird. I almost wish, so I wish the churumais, again, I have to say this word. I wish the shape of the churumais was flavored with the Flamin' Hot Lays, because the Flamin' Hot, or the churumais flavor is not doing it for me.
Same. I'm not going back for more for them.
This is the first time I've gone back for more, and it's only for purely investigative purposes.
Yeah.
Why don't we rate them on their Scoville meter, but their made-up Scoville meter in their hotness of how good they are. So not their actual hotness, but like which is like the hottest, most on-fire chip, like the best chip.
So the Scoville rating means the best chip?
Oops. Yeah. Are you in, Zach?
I'm in.
Okay.
Let's start with the
churumais.
Okay.
Perfect.
So, One of these is going to have a zero rating on the Scoville scale. One of these is going to have a 50,000 rating, and one of them is going to have a million. So the best
okay.
one
all right.
is the hottest one.
Right. Okay. Good.
Okay. Scoville rating zero. On the count of three.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Churimais.
It's that one.
Yeah. Okay. Scoville rating 50,000.
Three, two, one.
Doritos Tapatio.
And what does that leave us with? The $1 million question of Scoville heat rating unit.
The ghost chili
of the day.
Mm?
And if we had our EMF meter out, it would probably be beeping hot on this one.
Lays!
3, 2, 1.
Lays! Flaming hot. Ooh, that sounded like an ad.
Yeah.
We are your hosts and producers.
Zoe Robertson.
Sophia LaPage.
Our special guest today was...
Zach.
Rates pretty high on the Scoville test herself.
Deanna.
Didi.
Moreno.
Our audio engineer, which we didn't say.
This was a Sumo Audio production.
And our theme song is by Fez Tapatio Gielen. No, just Fez Gielen.
Cut it. Cut it loose.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.